Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your hosts today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called Jesus is the Light That Shines in the Darkness. Have you ever heard that? That Jesus is the light? He said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. And He is the light of the world. And this light shines in the darkness. Wherever the light shines, the darkness has to flee. If there's anything dark, if you go to a party and everybody's doing everything, but you are a Christian, you are that light, and people will say to you, you know, do you really belong here? You have something that you look different than from anybody else that I know. And that has happened to me many times. But God has given us the light. And so we're in John chapter 1. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. And He has always been alive, and He Himself is God. We're talking about Jesus. He is the light that shines in the darkness. When the light, when there is darkness, and one person walks into that room, and you are a Christian, your light will shine. And people will ask you questions because they can see something in you that they cannot see in themselves or other people.
Amen.
Welcome, Naomi. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about how Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness. And I remember many, many years ago, wherever I used to go, I never drink, I never smoke, I never take any dope, anything like that. But I had to go to parties that my job made. And when I'd walk in, people would say, there's something about you. Do you really belong here? You know, and I didn't think about it until I started reflecting on who lives in me? Jesus lives in me. Amen? Would you like to comment on that, Naomi?
Yes, sure. One of my favorite subjects again. I want to make an analogy about the light so our listeners can understand.
Amen.
Think of this. When you enter a house that's dark and all the lights are turned off, and you decide to go into the kitchen and turn on that one light, well, that one room is lit. You have light in that one room. What happened? That light actually comprehended the darkness. It absorbed the darkness. It overtook the darkness. That's a few ways you can think of that light, that analogy with that light. And if anybody who took physics in school knows that there's one main law of physics that states two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Well, Jesus is that light. And guess what? Jesus comprehends, He absorbs, He overtakes that darkness. And that word darkness relates or converts to moral decay. things that are not of God. And there are so many things. We won't go into details, but I think in our hearts, friends, we know what those the things that represent moral decay are. Amen, Charlene?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. That's a great analogy. I love it. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that the eternal life is in Jesus. And this life gives light to all mankind. In other words, he's not prejudiced. Any human being can give light to that person if that person so desires. Jesus' life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John the Baptist as a witness to the fact that Jesus Christ is the true light. John himself was not the light. He was only a witness to identify the light. And later on, the one who is the true light arrived and shined on everyone coming into the world. But although he made the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even his own land and his own people did not accept him. Only a few would welcome him and receive him. But to all who received him, he gave them the right to become a child of God. All they needed to do was to trust in him to save them. All those who believe this are born again. Not a physical rebirth resulting from a human passion or plan, but from the will of God. Would you like to comment, Naomi?
Amen, amen. And something else, yeah, I'd like to tell our friends to kind of remember when we talk about Jesus is the light. If you read the Bible, you'll see there are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, and Luke talk about, and they all talk about the life of Jesus. However, Matthew, Mark, and Luke talk about what Jesus did, the miracles he performed, and so forth. But Luke talks about the life of Jesus, but it talks about who he was. And the main point to glean from that is that Jesus is the light. Jesus was the light. Jesus is the light. He is the light that comprehends the darkness of the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, Jesus is the way. If you're lost, he's your way. He is the truth. There is no lies in his life. He is the truth. Everybody shares some truth, but he never lies. Whatever he says comes to pass. And
Amen.
The life he, I'm sorry, and the light, and the life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He told in the word, if anyone lacks something, ask it of me. I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the light. He who trusts in Jesus will never be disappointed. I've served him now for over 30 years, and I have never been disappointed. How about you, Naomi?
I have never been disappointed. Ditto for me.
Amen. Even
he is
through
a God
the hard
who will
times.
Not disappoint. Yes, yes. Oh, my
Amen.
Goodness, yes.
Especially in the times of tribulation, you need Jesus to come by your side. He gives you
Absolutely.
The peace that surpasses all understanding. He knows who we are. He knows what we're made of. He knows that we're not perfect, but he is perfect, and he can give us what we need. 1 John 5:12 to 14 says, he who has the Son has life. If you have the Son, you have life. What life is he talking about? Eternal life. And he that has not the Son does not have life. Even though they're living, he said they don't really have a life that is eternal. Why? Because God is looking past our flesh and blood, which is made from the dust of the earth, which cannot live in heaven. The body itself cannot, in this condition, cannot enter heaven. But when we leave this body, the Bible says we will have an eternal body. And we have to make a decision where we want that eternal body to live. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, in Jesus, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Naomi.
Amen. 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 And
amen.
And when we ask according to his will, we can have faith that it's going to happen. And we can trust, as Charlene said earlier, she has a confidence, and so do I, that he will never fail us, never leave us, nor forsake us. It's in his word, and it's written on our hearts and in our spirits when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Amen. 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 Friends, if you heard this message and you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about, we want you to know him. And the way to get to know him is to accept him as your Savior. Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I know I don't know you. I don't know who you are and what you've done for anybody else, and I don't know what you've done for me. But I trust that your word is true, that you are the light, you are the way, you are the life, and we need to go through you. And so, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for my sin. Take away all whatever's in my heart, Father God, and give me your heart. Give me your mind. Give me your vision, Father God, that I can serve you in truth, Father God. And, Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for healing me. I thank you for meeting all of my needs right now. And I receive your healing. I receive your salvation. And, Lord, I want to be with you forever. And I give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
Friends, if you
amen.
Friends, if you heard this message and you received Jesus today, would you let Naomi know? We would love to know that you are part of the kingdom of God. Amen. You can find her on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, Charlene Andrews, and we would love to hear your testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.